Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
His name, Chad Coleman. He is one of my favorite actors. I mean, if you watch The Wire, you know this guy. Of course, Walking Dead. Now, before Walking Dead, you did a lot of work. As I mentioned, The Wire. You were in the military. You're from Virginia. We'll get back to all that stuff now. Just a couple questions about Walking Dead.
Yeah, sure. No
when
worries.
This TV show has replaced movies for me. Mm. I mean, it's really my form of entertainment.
I agree with you. I think a lot of people it has.
Because it's so well written. Do you realize how spoiled you are to work with such great people?
Well, I put it to you like this, and first and foremost, I said, you know, when you get filet mignon,
right.
You know, who wants some ground chuck?
Right.
And you realize there's a lot of ground chuck out there.
Right.
But, you know, fortunately, I came from that pedigree. You know, this is the aesthetic. It's got to be great storytelling, deep drama. You know, that's my calling card. So that's why Robert Kirkman, who was a fan of The Wire, mm-hmm. was able to say, you know what? No, we need him on this team. So it's like playing for the Lakers.
I love it. I love the cast. I just love the show. Chad Coleman, Tyrese from Walking Dead joining us. Now, I got to ask you about the background now. You had a great gig over the holidays. You were the Grand Marshal of the parade back home. Now, that's in Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia,
what
yeah.
was that like going back home after the success of both these shows, The Wire and Walking Dead?
Well, it was very surreal. And a part of that was at the same time, BET.com came to me with a show called the BLX, The Block.
Okay.
Where they follow an actor. The actor takes them home and takes them, this is where I grew up and
oh,
this
wow.
is this community.
Cool.
So they were there as well. So it was all this kind of introspection and reflection and just moments popping up in my head when I was a little boy. And to go down Broad Street where as a kid I would go to get my hair cut, where I went to see my first movie, where I went into McDonald's for the first time at 13 years old when most people were in there at 8. And just to be in Churchill and the people just showed the heart. And so it was an amazing, amazing feeling.
What was the first thing you ate when you went back home?
Terrific soul food. Down on Main Street, you guys didn't know it. It's right across the street from the main train station. This huge monstrosity of a train station with the big clock, you know. And, you know, Virginia is steeped in so much history.
Love
with
it.
Race and slavery. That street right there was a main street that they sold. They put the slaves on the block, man. So it's just deep.
Bill Cosby now.
Yeah.
I supported him when I heard all these people coming out.
Yeah.
I heard him, and then he's saying some of the most ridiculous stuff.
Yeah.
Not to take a page out of Bill Burr's book, but can he live too long? I mean, can he just live too long?
Well, let me tell you a quick little story, real quick. I used to be a stand-in on The Cosby Show, the first gig I got in New York. So I got a chance to be around Mr. Cosby up close and personal and just to see a lot of different things.
Brilliant man.
An amazingly brilliant man, an iconic human being, one of the first African-Americans to be a co-star on a network television show and mm-hmm. everything he did with Fat Albert and all of
forget
those things.
It. I put him but, on, I said, if there's a comedy Mount Rushmore, he's on it.
Oh, there's no question about it. I'm in total agreement. But I can only say this, and I say this humbly, I would say that I just hope that Mr. Cosby is looking in that mirror strongly and profoundly and reaching for his humanity and reaching for ultimate respect for all human beings. And I'm not judging jury. You know, I'm right. not here to do that. Judge not, lest he be judged. But at the same time, this is a lot. I mean, come
yeah.
on, really. And I don't care how successful you are, who are you as a person? And you start playing ego, and you start just, what my grandmother used to say, is smelling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you live in a distorted reality, which could lead anywhere, man.
When you see all this stuff, I mean,
yeah.
one of the things, I know you don't want to talk about it completely.
No,
but
it's okay.
You're trying
mind.
To put something together in
right.
February. We got to let people know
sure.
what it's about.
Okay, here's what it's called. It's called Laughter is the Best Medicine. And what we're going to do, it's a 3-day event. February 20th through the 22nd, should be at the American Theater, the Convention Center in Ferguson. We do that comedy event for free for the community. Everybody will be represented. They come in. Everybody comes in for free. On the second day, we do something called the Healing and Reconciliation Workshops for the community, for police officers, for our young African-Americans, for everybody as a whole in that community. Because you know what? They have been traumatized. We are all traumatized by it. So let's start to work from that real human place as opposed to this accusatory, blame-filled kind of deal. I know we're in a lot of pain, so we need healing. And we need somebody to step up with some unconditional love and put our arm around somebody and say, it's okay. We're good Americans. We can do better than this. Let's do it. And so on the last day, what if you're going to laugh and then you're going to heal, you need to dance. So let's have that big block party to close it out for the Ferguson community. Everybody walking around in I Am Ferguson t-shirts. Me plus you equals we. Let's do that. Let's celebrate. We can do it. And so we just have to be intentional about it. It's not new. You know, the people forget the civil rights movement. They think it was just all black. It was not. All races came together. I think when they dug them boys up out of that grave, I think it was black, white, and Jewish. Everybody know it's not easy. But guess what? For the privilege we have, it is worth it. It's an exciting time. It's an exciting time.
It is, because you know what? We are all Americans. And if we can get back to that spirit of the 1980s, where we're coming out, you know, maybe we need MC Hammer in those pants back. maybe that's what we need. Chad Coleman, Tyrese on Walking Dead, The Wire. You got so many things coming up. You'll be back and talk to us soon.
Sure. Man, I have more fun than I should have with you, brother.
I keep you here too long. Go enjoy that convertible. It's like 30 degrees out.
Exactly, y'all. I'm in Vegas.
You have been listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep listening at 5minutetalkshow.com.